from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You have put together your roster, including your practice squad. There is no quarterback on the practice squad. There's no veteran quarterback on the practice squad. So in essence, what you're saying is if Jacoby suffers a serious injury in week one, Drake is ready to start week two. Is that what you're saying with your roster? And why not just start him week one if that's the...
Yeah, for me, any rookie quarterback or rookie in general, it's tough to come into this league and play at a high level. Look, and when we talk about developing a guy like Drake May, look, that is a continuous process. If Jacoby was to get injured in the first week, 1,000% Drake would be the next guy and as the number two quarterback on our roster.
So he's ready to start week two if need be in that scenario.
Well, he has no other choice. He's our second string quarterback.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's ready. You know, like, that doesn't mean he's ready. It's like, well, he's not ready to start week one, but he is ready if Brissett gets hurt. We have a plan for him.
Yeah.
And it was a competition, but Jacoby was always going to get the job, and just the messaging feels very, very inconsistent from Jerod Mayo. Good job, I thought, by Bedard pressing him there.
So is he ready or is he not ready?
Right.
Is it the offensive line or is it not the offensive line? Because he doesn't want to just bury the rest of the team.
No.
Like, the rest of the offense sucks. So, like, that's probably also the case. One of the main reasons why it's not Drake May. But, yeah, as soon as they released Bailey Zappe, we talked about it. We're like, all right, well, especially if he doesn't come back on the practice squad and he actually is now going to learn those Taylor Swift plays with the Chiefs. He's going to be running those in practice.
That's true. Zappe is just getting a whole Taylor Swift playbook. That's
true. But Zappe goes there, so Drake May is definitely the backup because Joe Milton's the other option, and he had a couple of plays in the first preseason game, but since then it's like, we're good with Joe Milton. Great arm, but that's about it. So it's going to be Drake May. But also, I mean, I get what Bedard was doing there in the questions, but do you think every backup currently in depth charts across the league is like ready to play, or is this just if the starter gets hurt, he has to play?
Well, for instance,
I don't think every team loves their backup.
For instance, like, would you ask a similar question in Atlanta with Penix and Kirk Cousins? Like, is Penix ready?
Yeah.
Like, could Penix play? Is Penix next on the depth chart? I think he is. Right. I mean, he didn't even play in their final preseason game. So,
yeah, like, I think he's second.
And I don't think they're saying in Atlanta Penix isn't ready and he needs his own plan and we'll get him in there when he's ready. I just think everybody looks at Kirk Cousins and they're like, Cousins is better. Cousins is established. Cousins is a real starting NFL quarterback, arguably a top 10 NFL quarterback. And so that's just a lot different than how we look at it here. But they're telling you they have a plan for Drake May. And their plan is managing him and developing him, and it's all about Drake May. But then if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, May's in there.
Yeah, he
is. Then it's not all about Drake May, and it's not just all about your plan for Drake May. That is inconsistent. And I want him out there. I want to see him play.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're telling me there's a plan and you're telling me he won't play until he's ready, but then you're also telling me Brissett could get hurt on the first drive and May's out there, those two things don't align. They don't add
up. But I think you can only have so many players on your roster, right? So, like, say you want to be like, you could probably get away with that, but then you play the same game, like, all right, well, you're two plays away from being out there on the field. Like, at some point they have to have fingers crossed that their starters are healthy. There's injuries all the time because it's less noteworthy, but you could have a similar idea with other rookies, right? You could have offensive linemen, for example, that aren't ready to start, but if somebody gets hurt, they're out there. Whether they're ready or not, they're going to have to play. Same with wide receivers. Maybe you don't want to play Polk or Baker as much right away, but Pop Douglas gets hurt right off the rip. Like, well, now that guy's out there, and he's going to have to play way more than you were used to. So that's kind of the nature of football, I would think.
No, that's fair. But they're telling you he's not ready, basically. They're like, he is not ready to play. And if he's not ready, then you can't play him. And
do you think
if you think he can go in? Well, I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Because I mean, there's a lot of smoke around the offensive line thing. Yeah. I would just play him because I think, especially if you think he's going to play anyway, because Brissett's going to get hurt. If the offensive line's that bad, then yes, the player's probably going to get hurt. But it seems like that has become a growing kind of almost accepted as fact that the team around him stinks so bad that he's not going to play.
Right, but it'll still stink if Brissett gets hurt.
Correct. And I also think that the quarterback should make a stinky team a little bit better.
Yes.
That's the whole idea. It's the most important position for a reason.
You should make you a good one, like
that's
a real good
I would
one.
Do. I'd play him.
Will raise up everybody around him, yes. For sure. So does the plan make any more sense? 617-779-7937. Do you feel any better about the Patriots' plan at quarterback? You can jump in there here in hour number three. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. You could switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I think the dangerous territory the Patriots are now in. Hey, I'm not telling you people won't watch week one. We're all going to watch week one. What I am telling you is they're playing this dangerous game where the only thing to get excited about was the rookie quarterback and the kid they drafted at number three. And now you took that away with this announcement. So I feel, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, Keith, but I feel like a real week one, opening week lack of buzz around the Pats. I'm looking forward to Thursday night. I'm looking forward to Friday, Packers and Eagles in Brazil. I'm looking forward to the whole week one slate. I enjoyed college football this past weekend, including BC last night. I enjoyed all of that. And we'll all watch Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Of course.
But I feel like now that the quarterback decision has been made, it's kind of like, all right, well, at 12:59, I'll flip the channel and I'll watch the Patriots. But I feel like there's a lack of engagement and interest around this team.
Definitely. I think the preseason had more of a buzz to it early on because we hadn't seen Drake May. You know, maybe you went and watched some North Carolina games or like highlights, but you wanted to see what this guy was going to look like. You'd only read about practice reports and everything else. Plus, there's a little bit of intrigue with Joe Milton. There's a little bit of intrigue with just seeing exactly what Brissett looks like or this version of Zappe. Like, every quarterback had a storyline going into camp. And the one that's honestly the least exciting to see is the one that is starting the regular season. So he's going to go out there. It's such a low bar that maybe he does step over it. Maybe the offense is a little bit better than we anticipated, but everybody knows it's going to be a bad year record-wise, right? But so what's the most important thing? Seeing if the young guys play well. All right, well, the most important young guy isn't even on the field to start.
And who last week? Was it Phil? Phil Perry was like, yeah, they might bring along Jalen Polk slowly.
And now that's frustrating.
Now Javon Baker's going off on Instagram Live on top of it.
Yeah, that was a tough go.
And he has been disciplined by the team. It sounds like it's probably financial.
Yeah, Mayo, but he might not play anyway. No, like, I don't think he's...
No, it's true, but that'd be a guy who you'd be interested to
see. I want to see, yeah.
Week one, and now he's been disciplined by the team. He's going to play. This is what Mayo said yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be suspended for a game or anything like that, but he's been disciplined by the team for going off on Instagram Live on law enforcement and driving and going live at the whole thing. So, yeah, even the guys you would want to see, Drake May, Jalen Polk, Javon Bay, you're not going to potentially see any of them for an extended run week one.
Well,
that's hard to get excited for.
It's obviously different for us to gauge it because, like you said, it's the Patriots. We're used to watching every single snap every Sunday, and I think most of us are certainly still going to do that. But from the outside, can you imagine if Washington started Marcus Mariota? Being a Commanders fan or just a football fan, you're like, you drafted Jaden Daniels too. You're not going to play him?
Or the Bears started like, nope. Tyson Bagent.
Yep. We're going to ease these guys into it. It's like, why?
Right.
Why on earth? And so Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, both starting. Even my guy Bo Nix, he's starting in Denver over two other players that we've seen and you don't want to see. And so the Patriots, it is just a matter of time. I really do think just adding everything up, the way Mayo has talked at press conferences on with the morning show and everything else, we're going to see Drake May sooner rather than later. I don't think this is going to be wait till midseason. Hell no.
I agree.
The fans down at Gillette are going to be vocal about it. And ultimately, Robert and Jonathan, I think, are going to be really vocal about it. And those are the guys that are making the ultimate decision.
Yeah, I give the Crafts a tiny bit of credit for, I think any owner would want the number three pick to play right away.
Yeah.
Because there is a lack of buzz around the team. I think for
like
week
the jerseys
one,
we're selling in the pro shop, or for a guy that doesn't even play, right. Like maybe we should, you know, put him out there.
I give ownership a little bit of credit for that. They're not forcing
right.
Van Pelt and Wolf and McAdoo and even Mayo's hand if they don't feel like he's ready. But if Brissett goes out and bombs week one, I think week two's in play, and I think ownership would push for it because how long can that happen? So I think week two, it's all up to Jacoby Brissett. If he plays well and the team's competitive, he'll start week two. If he's a disaster and they get blown out, Drake May starting week two is a real possibility. So I don't think Brissett has much of a leash. He has to play well week one, and then I think magically the leash gets him through September because they're not going to start him on a short week against the Jets. They're not going to start him against San Francisco, I don't think. So I think the leash gets longer if he plays well week one. How likely is that? We can debate. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Charlie's in Boston. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great conversation so far. Just two things I wanted to add. I think, one, the first six games are really difficult. You just don't – I think he starts week seven. I think May starts week seven. The other reason you don't throw May in at first is the interest, okay? Let's say he starts week one and absolutely stinks it up. Let's say May's terrible. Interest is going to go way down. By keeping May on the bench, you keep the people waiting to see when May's going to go in. So –
This is what you're doing. You're dangling a carrot.
Oh, will they or won't they? Yeah, dangling a carrot. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. All right. Week seven, by the way, is Jacksonville. You think they start him in London?
In London?
No.
No. His first career start would be in London? No, yeah. I don't think so.
I mean, look, I mean,
I get what the caller's saying, like trying to find a game that maybe, like Jacksonville's not the, like a wagon or anything like that. But, all right, so I looked this up. So the two names that we bring up all the time as it relates to Drake May are Justin Herbert and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin Herbert, we know the story. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. He got stabbed by the own trainer, and then he was in there week two. Josh Allen didn't get the week one start. But are you ready for this? He played in week one.
Oh, he played a ton.
Because Nathan Peterman.
Peterman was awful.
Nathan Peterman, I don't think Jacoby Brissett has this in him. As bad as Jacoby Brissett may be. Nathan Peterman, week one of the 2018 season, where Josh Allen was, the seventh pick of the draft, Peterman went 5 of 18 for 24 yards.
Nice.
Two interceptions. He got sacked three times.
Okay. That sounds like Jacoby Brissett's preseason stat line, by the way. Those numbers sound like what
not
it did in the
great,
preseason.
Bob.
No, it's definitely not.
It wasn't.
Not.
And what if I told you they played the Baltimore Ravens, good team. They lost 47-3.
That's in play.
So, if they lose to the Bengals, 47-3, then Drake May starting week two.
That type of blowout with a couple of turnovers from Brissett where he's inaccurate, but May would start week two.
Do you think it could be bad enough where we see Drake May this weekend? I think
yes.
You do?
In the fourth quarter? That's what happened with Josh Allen, yes.
Yeah, I think it might have been more than the fourth quarter.
I mean, he was in the second half in that game. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it can be that bad. Against the Bengals.
So, all right, let me look up the – I'll try to find the snap counts on that just to see because I feel like he played – he threw almost as many passes. Oh, here it is. Oh, they both took 32 snaps. They played 50-50.
So Josh Allen played half the game.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. Dan's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Dan.
Susan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
That's a little hint. One of these days you'll get around to it again. Listen, with the gotcha question from Bedard, I don't understand why it has to be either he's ready to start or he's not. Why can't it just be, we think he's ready to start, but we think a couple of weeks would be good for him to just observe. You know, he is ready to start, but I think they'll let him see the pace of the game, get a feel for it. And when he's really the master of his own domain anyways,
okay,
so
but the second
when he's ready to go, he's go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the second the coach says he's ready to start, that's all we're going to hear. And we're going to be, if he's ready to start, then start him.
Well, he can't say that, so maybe he's trying to trap him in there. But I honestly don't think that every backup is ready to start, hence why they're backups. You know what I mean? Like, they have to, barring it. There's going to be a million injuries on Sunday, unfortunately. There's going to be guys dropping like flies.
Right.
It's football.
Yeah, and you're talking
and then guys are going to get thrown in there.
You're talking not just quarterbacks.
Every
you're talking
position.
Across positions.
Every
yeah.
position. Like, are you ready to go? It's like, well, no, that's why I'm not the starter. That's why, no. And, sometimes you're proven wrong. Like, there's a guy, like, do you remember when Trent Green got hurt? This is taking us back 25 years ago. When Trent Green got hurt, Dick Vermeil went up in the press conference and cried. He legit cried because he's like, the season's over. We're toast. Do you think he thought Kurt Warner was ready to go?
Kurt Warner lit it up, though.
Kurt Warner kicked ass.
So good.
Kurt Warner made the Hall of Fame based on like the next three seasons. But he was in tears. That was not a man who thought his backup quarterback was ready to play.
No, and the Bills didn't think Josh Allen was ready.
Right.
The Chargers didn't think Herbert was ready.
And then they figured it out. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. Those guys, we were wrong. Those guys were ready.
These teams are wrong all the time about this stuff. And so here's what I know. You can't tell me that Drake May, it's all about Drake May's development. We're going to bring him along slowly. Jacoby's our starter. But if Jacoby gets hurt, all of a sudden Drake May's right. Like, those things do not align. And so I don't think they full-on believe in Brissett. I think they're very close to playing Drake May. And you just asked it. Could May play week one? Definitely.
Yeah, I
Could
guess.
He start week two? Definitely.
Well, I think week two starting is a good chance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Offense. He hasn't called plays in a long time, even though he has the title of offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Do you give him sort of like, this is how I want us to play, or do you let him just have free reign?
No, that's a great question. It's not free reign at all. And ultimately, I'm responsible for the offense, defense, and special teams. And he understands that. And so when I say the head coach, I always talk about taking – let's rewind a little bit with the players. I tell the players all the time, let's take accountability of your career. It's the same thing with your coordinators. Like, this is your side of the ball. Let's take accountability for everything. Have an opinion on everything, which he has. And as the head coach, I feel like I always have a trump card if need be. Now, I do lean on the coaches. That's why you continue to see me bouncing around practice talking about fundamentals, because I do think those are very important. But at the same time, I have to have faith that I have the right guys in the building. So hopefully that kind of clears it up for you.
Drop Mayo yesterday on Alex Van Pelt. Whose plan is it for the quarterback? Getting him ready. Who makes the decisions? I don't feel any more confident that it's Mayo making those calls. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sell me anymore.
No. I mean, I think because it was really late in the whole process that he started to say, like, it's my decision. Like, I came up with this plan. Like, I don't know. We've been asking you in a roundabout way every day since July. And it wasn't until like the last 2 days where he was saying that he makes the decision. And even in that exchange, saying how he's in charge of everything, even though Alex Van Pelt was head coach offense, which was also something that he said.
Right.
You know, so I still think, yeah, he is the head coach. He should have say, but I'm not sure as it relates to, I don't think he picked Jacoby Brissett. Now, maybe he wasn't as like adamant, like it has to be Drake May. Maybe he was talked into it. He's like, all right, I guess that plan makes sense. But I don't think right out of the shoot that was his plan.
No, me either. And, you know, Ty Law was on today on the Greg Hill show, and he sat in on the Mayo interview. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. And he basically got Mayo to say, well, the buck stops with me. It is my call. The buck stops with me, which sounds firm and sounds strong, but we're so late in the offseason. It's so far after the decision was made that, yeah, I don't feel any more confident in that. And it's still interesting to hear him say, well, this is what AVP and McAdoo laid out. It's like, okay, they're still the ones making the plan. You're just going along with it, which makes it sound like you don't have a lot of say in it.
Yeah.
And that the buck doesn't really stop with you.
Well, no, and also it's a lot easier to kind of hide things in the preseason, right?
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett didn't get as many preseason game snaps as Drake May did. So we, the public, just saw Drake May outperform Brissett. So we're like, well, this seems like he's the better player. But they're like, oh, no. There's all these practices. There's stuff that you guys don't see and blah, blah, blah. Once the games start rolling around, and if Jacoby Brissett looks terrible, Like, how are you going to be, like, how are you going to keep playing him? And I think even Gerard Mayo is eventually going to cave in on that or convinced Van Pelt that, like, all right, we have to move on. So, like, I think a change is probably, if you're the last team to make the decision, I think you'd also be one of the first teams to flip it.
Right.
Right.
You're the last team to settle on your quarterback. Yeah. You're probably going to be the first one to go the other way. Pittsburgh will probably make that decision early in the year. And so on and so forth. So, no, I think that's a fair way of looking at it. Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI, we do have Kiefer Madness at 12:45, as we do each and every Tuesday, mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. Tommy Curran going to join us shortly here from NBC Sports Boston. We normally talk to him at noon. I think he was talking to somebody for his podcast today, so he's backed up a little bit in the program. But when we talked to him last week, he said Mayo's got to get better with the messaging. And I'm just curious where Tom is at on that. Now that we had the whole weird, it's a press conference, but the news leaked out first, and I only took two questions. I had a full week to think about it, or a full weekend, rather, to think about it. And then I'm out there answering more long form. It really took him. I mean, the announcement was made on Thursday.
Yeah.
The tweet was early Thursday. They took two questions that day. Nothing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then not until Monday was he answering in detail really anything about the quarterback plan. And
it's very strange.
I don't think the messaging sounded tight there. So I wonder where Tom's at on that, because last week he was critical of the messaging and Mayo not conveying the nuance. And I don't know that he did any better this last week.
No, not really. Like, I just think I'm not putting it all on Mayo, like, the blame, but it's a bit of a dog and pony show down there, right? Like, for years and years and years, never a question, and it helps when you have the greatest quarterback of all time. You're never going to be asked who the quarterback is, never even an issue. And then this year, you have a quarterback competition. You come to it at the end, and just the timing last week was strange. I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. I need to tell the team. Then it's like, all right. And then
I need an extra day.
But then you tell the team. But then Schefter and Rappaport had it the second you walked into the door. So then when you do your rescheduled press conference, everybody already knows what the answer is. And then you don't take many questions. You're there for less than 2 minutes. And then you come back later and then you have a longer explanation. It's just, it's strange. Like, it doesn't seem like everybody's in lockstep.
37937, guys, explain to me why it matters who chose the starting quarterback. It speaks to a lack of
trust in Mayo.
Yeah, just a lack of command, authority. If other people are making the decision and Mayo's going along with it, or Mayo is on the outside of the decision makers, that's all that speaks to.
We went from having a coach that literally picked the players, to now a coach that might not be able to pick his starting quarterback.
Yeah, so
that's a major difference.
That's what it speaks to. Like, it's the job. And so that's why, to me, it's important. We're joined now by Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by Flex Cars. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Good, Jonesy. How are you? Hi, Rich.
Hello, Tom.
How are you?
It's football. It's football season. Oh, we're
game week.
We're ready for some football, as they would say, Tom. I'm curious. We left off with you last week. You said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Gerard Mayo maybe thought some nuance in his messaging would get across, and he needs to do a better job with that nuance and delivering it. How do you feel the last week went from a messaging standpoint with the Patriots as it relates to the quarterback position?
They did as well as they could with the situation they made. When I say they, it's more Gerard, I think, meaning that he had already stepped in it. So at this point, he was kind of just walking around using a stick to get it off his shoe. They sent out the messaging that if one guy plays lights out, he's got a shot. Then they said that he outplayed him. And then they said, still has no shot, though. So that was a tough deal. And I think in the end, they absolutely got it right. So you can view it as all's well that ends well. But it can also, just send up a flare of, okay, is that going to be a continual mixed messaging that kind of confuses people and can piss off an incumbent player like Jacoby Brissett or give confusing messages? Or does it become a learning experience for a head coach who has said repeatedly, I'm learning, this is all new to me? And he uses that and says, all right, well, that might have been a misstep. But either way, I do think the upshot is all's well that ends well. They have the guy starting who should be starting under virtually every scenario. I can't find anyone who says, wow, they're really making a mistake here.
Well, I mean, I think they're making a mistake. I mean, I guess it's just
delayed. There we go. It's delayed. I knew there'd be a paid ship eater out there.
You'll put my hand in the air.
You found him.
I just think it's delaying the inevitable. Like, I think it's going to be a tough year win-loss-wise. I would start the young guy. I don't see what the real advantage to sitting him is. It's not like he was a mess or anything at all during camp. And Jacoby Brissett at times looked like maybe more of a mess. So I would rather see Drake May. I don't see what's the downside to playing Drake May.
The downside of playing Drake May is the downside of putting Mac Jones behind an offensive line in 2022 and 2023 that couldn't block. You undid all the progress you had made in 2021, all the progress that had been made at Alabama. Once you took away his confidence, you took away his ability to play. They have just spent 5 months getting Drake May to a point where people are like, wow, he's got pretty good footwork now. If you send him out there and it's a jailbreak every other down and guys can't line up and it's first and 15, then you're in a position where, okay, well, go save us, Drake. I can't do that yet. Well, sorry.
But if you couldn't play the number three pick in the draft, shouldn't you have been much more aggressive in free agency for the offensive line or in trades for the offensive line? Because you knew what the roster was.
Well, I think in a vacuum, if you're talking about player A is the number three pick in the draft that he can't play because of these situations, that's one thing. But if we really look at the reality of the situation, everyone understood that Drake May was the biggest project of any of the guys taken in the first five or six picks, including J.J. McCarthy. So if it was Jaden Daniels and you couldn't start him because of the offensive line, you might have a gripe, or Bo Nix, who's got more experience but isn't as good as May. But again, where is the left tackle tree from which they were going to grab somebody? Because Tyron Smith wasn't going to fix everything, nor was Jonah Williams. So there really wasn't anyone in free agency. You can go out and make a trade, and I'm for that. Mm-hmm. But again, other teams don't want to give up good players.
Yeah, I mean, I do think those names may not be a perfect fit and the end-all be-all, but they'd be better than what the Patriots have on the offensive line right now.
And you'd be caterwauling in October when Tyron Smith isn't playing and he's making $22 million.
Okay, maybe, but like at least they would have attempted to address the position,
well,
I guess.
So, Tom, and I guess if you're not you, but it's everybody that is afraid the offensive line is going to get Drake May killed, shouldn't they have kept Bailey Zappe on the roster then? Because if the offensive line is so bad,
they should have never moved on from... Somebody,
because Brissett got hurt the last time we saw him, so what's to say he doesn't get hurt with this awful offensive line?
To me, it's not the getting hurt portion of the undoing of Drake May. It's the mental and processing aspects. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's part of the game. Some teams have crap offensive lines, and it's basically 100% injury rate at that position by the end of the year anyway. They're going to get hurt. May's probably going to play for Brissett by injury prior to him overtaking it. But it's not about whether or not he gets hurt and who's going to be the cannon fodder. It's about how much Drake May would regress. That's why he should be sitting, not because you're afraid that he's going to get injured. You can't go around like that. I mean, you can, but the bigger portion has to be, we don't want him to regress.
I think also you just need the quarterback to elevate the play of other guys around him. I think Mac Jones wasn't that good of a quarterback.
You're right.
And he had a lot, 2021, he had a good offensive coordinator and there was more around him to sort of succeed. But then, yeah, the offensive line was bad, but he also is not a great starting NFL quarterback. Whereas maybe Drake May will be.
Can you believe that the Patriots beat the Bills 25-22 last year?
I didn't see that one coming, Tom. I did not.
Yep.
Can you believe that? And like friggin' Mac was like 26-29. I mean, there are performances that are in there. I asked Devin McCourty about this. He's going to be on the Pats Talk Pod Quick Slants later. And I asked him, is this Patriots offense at a point where it can actually win games, or is it where it's been the last 2 years? The best you can hope for is to not lose them. And in a roundabout way, he said, yeah, they're still in a can't lose them situation. He defined going and winning games as being kind of like Mac was in 2022 when they played Minnesota. Played a pretty good game, entertaining game. Mm. They got the ball, and you said, there's no way they're going down the field and scoring, and they did not.
I'm curious, Tom, and you know, you talk to Patriots fans, you interact with them on social media. Where do you feel like the excitement level is? And this is on a scale of week ones, like it's a new season. Everybody's going to watch week one against the Bengals. Where do you feel like the excitement buzz level is for this team going into this season?
Oh, it hasn't been this low since 1991. That's really, and if you want to say, well, how could you know that? Because when the Patriots of 1999 were taking the field, they were still a team 2 years removed from the Super Bowl with a Pro Bowl quarterback and a horde of very good players. In 2001, when they were the reigning worst team in football, as far as most people were concerned, and they were the 32nd most talented, or 31st most talented team, because the Texans weren't here yet. Joel Buschbaum, remember, ranked them 32nd in early 2001. They still had Bledsoe. They still had Ty Law. They still had Willie McGinnis. They still had Terry Glenn. Those were players who were on the team in 2001 at the beginning after a 5-11 season. This team doesn't have Bledsoe. It doesn't have Parcells. It does not have Ty Law. It doesn't have any future Hall of Famers anywhere. So it's not been this low since the Rod Rust 1-15 season.
Well, and based on all of that, could you see a scenario in which they haven't done it yet, but could Robert and Jonathan Kraft, you know, hearing everything, maybe you have a home game even with Jacoby Brissett, and maybe you're hearing it from the crowd, or the crowd isn't super full, and do they say, all right, enough is enough, and you guys need to make this move? Could that happen sooner than maybe even the coaching staff wants?
Absolutely not in that phrasing.
Okay.
There could be a knocks on office's door and heads poked in and go, how's it coming with Frank? Boy, he looks good, huh? He does look good. He does good. Okay. Because we could use a boost. But, I mean, that's up to you guys. I'll see you.
Oh, classic. Yeah, it's your call. I'm going to let it be your call, but I'm down here in your office. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's no way that they would Bigfoot that situation. You know why, too? It's because guys like Alex Van Pelt, or at least they should be, ownership, I'm saying, should be shrewd enough to understand this. Guys like Alex Van Pelt, if they get bigfooted in their first year here and only here for a year, by the time they leave, they're just going to say, yeah, you wouldn't believe what they did to me. Yeah, week 5, they walked in, said, you got to start the kid. He wasn't ready, so there you go. I mean, all of these guys in these coordinator positions understand how to put a buff and shine on the ultimate results of what happened. And they will do that after they leave. So the Crafts, if they do want to protect the notion that they are not over-involved in decision-making, they need to just button their lip and strap in. They've come this far with it. In my mind, a lot of people don't believe they've come this far at all.
No, I mean, look, I give them credit for week one. I kind of thought they would Bigfoot it by now. And so in their defense, they haven't going into week one. I expected to see Bill on a lot of different media platforms. I expected to see him doing a lot of different podcasts.
Not this many.
I gasped, outwardly gasped when I saw Matt Patricia was on one of these podcasts with Bill Belichick. What do you think the limits are for Bill on these podcasts? Like, are there more unforeseen? Is he going to be on Quick Slants and things like this? Like, I feel like he's turning nothing down, Tom.
We have not put in a request yet for Slants. maybe he'd relish that opportunity. He has been a Quick Slants guest in the past, so we'll try that. But it's interesting to me is, why is he doing so many? Does he like the money? Does he like the opportunity? Does he think does he strictly like doing it and sharing his opinion after not doing so for so long, or doing it under the constraints that he had? Does he think it's best for him to return to the NFL? Because if you're going to take on 8 different side gigs and put as much time into it as he is going to on a daily basis, I do think that he's either going to hate it by the end of the year, or he's going to love it and go, why do I want to go back to coaching? This is really fun, and I'm making a crap ton of money.
And then we're not going to talk to you again until after week one. What kind of upset chance do you give the Pats on Sunday against Cincinnati?
What's an upset if they stay within 10?
I think it's 8.5. Do they cover the number?
I think that I will give them the competitive. If they stay competitive throughout the game, I would call that an upset.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to win the game, but I do think that they have a very good chance to keep it competitive throughout the game, because I'm not sure that Cincinnati is what Cincinnati was when it was a Super Bowl team. And I think that there is still an attachment and a belief that they are. So,
See, Trent Brown's just starting left tackle, bro.
I did see that. He's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Check out Quick Slants. Listen to the Patriots Talk podcast. You can hear him Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Arcan, Tuesdays here with Jones and Keefe. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI. I agree with him to a degree about the Bengals. That they're
well, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't play. That's significant. Or if he doesn't, that's significant.
Yeah, I agree. The Bengals may not be one of those like top flight AFC teams where they weren't great last year when Burrow was out there. He was managing that calf injury
Jake
and then
Browning.
He ultimately got hurt. Browning was something.
Yeah.
See,
I think they bounce back. I think they're good. Like I think an easy way, and we'll do our predictions for the year coming up on Thursday. Like an easy kind of cheat code is like, all right, who are the best quarterbacks?
Yep.
Those teams will probably find a way into the playoffs.
They'll figure it out.
And no, Burrow's one of those best quarterbacks.
But it's possible they could be like a playoff team and still take a step down. Like they're kind of fighting for their lives to get in at the end of the year.
Yep.
So I think both those things can be true. That said, with Brissett, I don't give him much of a chance even for the upset alert, covering that number. Staying competitive into the second half by his definition. So that was Tommy Curran. Check it out on the Odyssey app if you missed any of it. AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. And, well, keep the app handy if you want because we have Kiefer Madness next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll fight. This is Paul Morales.
No, I know. I introduced
the
you.
Rooster.
He is my emotional support alligator.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. And not to get ahead of ourselves, but we might have an instant classic on our hands.
Nice.
We might have an instant classic. We go to the great state of Kentucky, one of the few I think I've never been to in my existence.
Ooh.
I can't imagine ever going through Kentucky.
I think when you fly into Cincinnati, you actually fly into Kentucky. I think it
doesn't count. You ever spent a night in Kentucky?
No.
That sounds like a horror movie.
No, I've never, not once. But I think I've flown into Cincinnati.
Okay.
Which I think is technically Kentucky.
That's close.
Yeah, very close.
Although Ohio, I believe, is Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah.
About right
the airport,
there.
You think, is it Kentucky?
I think it's on the other side of the river, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how maps work, but I do know
that.
We got a classic. So we go down to the great state of Kentucky for this.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers?
That's right, folks. We're dealing with a porch pooper.
If that doesn't reel you in, what's going to reel you in?
I'm sold already.
Yeah,
this
seriously.
Lady's disgusted. She's been given the news. She has to report the news. She doesn't really want to. But yet here we are. So porch pirates, Jones, you live in a city, so
yep.
You're probably more familiar with porch pirates. Sadly, there are some real sickos out there that will steal your packages. You might get a sweet Amazon package waiting for you when you get home, or
mm-hmm.
not so fast, my friend. Somebody has removed it. That's why there's a lot of cameras, right? You put cameras on your doors,
yeah,
and you can see what's going on. This is different than the porch pirate. This is a porch pooper. Which I assume you can figure out what's happening.
I'm not as familiar with that.
Yeah. Thankfully.
But I think it's got to exist.
It's out there.
It obviously does.
It does. Sadly, we have at least one story to tell.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers? Don't know any other way to say it.
It's fine. The alliteration.
Can I hear that one more? Because I do like how she paused kind of for dramatic effect. Do you think she paused for dramatic effect? Or do you think she was like, I can't believe you guys are making me do this?
We're doing this story. I said I wasn't going to do it, but here it is on prompter. I can't not do it.
It might be more that. Yeah. Yeah.
What about porch poopers? Don't know any other way to say it.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, she's shouting out her family members.
I went to the Newhouse School of Communications.
I did not do 4 years in Syracuse, New York to be reading this.
Right now, LMPD is looking for a man who has been using the bathroom on Louisville homeowner's porch all week long.
All week long. It's been nice. Doing this all week long. Not nice. A one-off, not an emergency.
Yeah.
Although still hard to talk your way around that one. But
yeah, but
this is all week. This has been happening.
One's pretty defensible.
Once? Listen.
Hey, it happened.
I had a,
it happened.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning. You
didn't have food poisoning.
I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
I had food poisoning.
Yeah, I did.
You brought toilet paper.
Check the stool.
Porch Olish tracked down the homeowner and spoke with him about being targeted by a porch pooper. Listen.
Really? She's going back to it. She's the only way to say it. And I'm going to double down.
Porch pooper.
Right.
Listen. A warning.
Ready, Jones? She's going to give you a heads up here. She's giving us a
warning.
Is
she editorializing here?
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. She wants to step in here first.
Okay.
Well, we won't show you everything, okay? We won't show you everything. Some may be grossed out by this video.
Some?
Oh, man.
Who isn't? If you're not grossed out by this video, we need to make note of you. We need to put you on a list. I'm not growing. I kind of like this video.
Yeah.
Do you have the unedited version of this video?
Is there other dark corners of the interwebs?
Bar on it.
Yeah. Other corners of the interwebs where I can see what's going on here.
Yeah. So I can avoid it. I just want to make sure I know where not to go.
What's the URL just so I know not to go there?
It all started with this. Sunday night, a young man in a red shirt walks up to one Louisville home well after midnight and begins peering inside. The homeowners have no clue. After a few seconds, the man runs away in his socks and disappears into the night.
He's the shoeless porch pooper.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
he don't leave footprints.
No, well, you're leaving footprints. It's not shoe prints.
Oh, but you don't want to go barefoot either.
No, he's wearing socks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Just in case there's any kind of...
You don't want the forensics to get your footprints.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
socks.
Yeah.
But the next night, he returns and leaves a horrific surprise.
It was premeditated, Jones.
Yeah.
He went the night before to scout it out.
Oh, so the first time he didn't do anything?
No.
He just scouted.
He peered in the window, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I got this. Shows up the next night, also wearing the red shirt. So he's the red-shirted, shoeless porch pooper. He's got calling cards for days.
Yeah.
And he's leaving an incredible amount of DNA at the scene, which I feel like this guy should be locked up immediately.
Much more, yeah.
It's like, hey, we have any fingerprints? Like, well,
I got good and bad news for you. No fingerprints.
Get an update on that for you.
But ample amount of evidence.
We know everything about this guy.
Four bags of evidence. This is what we have.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this.
By the way, the homeowner, the victim of this crime, as it were.
Yeah.
He is being filmed, and it's completely darked out. So we don't know what this guy looks like. Like, I don't know why that needs to happen. He's like, can you please hide my identity? They're like,
I know
sure.
why. No, you don't want to.
Inside job.
Could be that.
Maybe he's doing it. He likes the publicity.
A little bit of that. Likes the notoriety.
Must show off his house.
Turns out it's
him. It was a nice house. I haven't seen the video. It was a nice home.
I would say the resale goes down, though.
Well, now.
It's a beautiful house. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Got a nice pool in the back. There is a gentleman that poops every night at midnight on your
front
porch.
Front porch is often used as a toilet.
He wants to be anonymous, and then they cut to a shot behind him where he is absolutely lit correctly. Like, you can make out
It was poorly edited by these people in Kentucky, clearly.
Lots of natural light, beams. original wood floors.
Nice.
They do use the front porch as a toilet.
brand new roof in 2021. absolute public restroom on the porch.
Central air.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice amenities.
Lovely.
Did we mention, there's one thing. There's a guy who uses your front as a toilet every night.
What I thought was a cat poop.
The home.
A lot of cat poop.
What was this guy?
But he's got a camera. He's got one of those ring cameras
or
whatever.
What was this guy eating to make it look like a cat poop?
I'm not going
to
get into all that. I don't have all the specifics of the story.
You said it was very premeditated.
He did. He scouted out the location ahead of time.
Yeah. Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous, but who will refer to as Jim.
Jim? Let's call him Jim. Why is that? Because his name's Jim. It's not that serious. We're going to call him. He's like, hey, you got to change my name? Sure.
Yeah, Jim. We'll change your name, Jim. Don't worry about it, Jim. Yeah.
All right, we'll call him Jim.
Jimbo.
You're going to change my voice, right? Yeah, we do that all the time. Like the crazy voice modulator. Like we're not doing that, Jim.
No,
let's just call him Jim for the purpose of this story.
It's a pooping on the board story. We're not going to overthink this.
It's a 60-second story. They got to give him a fake name. Like we got it. Just say the victim or the house or the homeowner.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous but who we'll refer to as Jim then checked his doorbell camera and realized it was no cat at all.
And it turned out to be a person. And not only did he defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome mat.
Dad, insult to injury at this point. I thought it was bad enough. The cat poop. He also urinated all over the welcome mat. I think this guy's got an enemy.
I gotta get a new welcome mat now.
I think Jim might have an enemy out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And maybe he's not telling us the full story.
You think he's leaving some of this out?
It's possible.
Yeah, who's
what's even more disturbing is that the man returned a third time very next night. Jim got an alert on his phone and tried to confront him, but the man was already gone.
You have no idea who this guy is or why he's doing this.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves.
Behave ourselves? Sounds like you had a talking to, Jim, if I can call you that.
Maybe they're antisocial. Maybe this is what it is. Something. Hey, you didn't come to the neighborhood potluck.
That's right. You're supposed to pitch in.
Shot across the bow.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Jim has now filed 3 police reports for each night his home has been targeted, but so far, no arrest. Just a big mess he's now forced to clean up.
Those cat poops, that's a big mess. I feel like we're exaggerating here a little
feels
bit.
Feels like this guy's rubbing it in. It's not good. It feels like he's left with a big mess.
I'm relieved that he's not violent.
He was relieved as well. That's sort of the nature of the whole story.
Clean up.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed. But it's very disconcerting and disturbing.
In Louisville, War Jealous, Wave News.
Wave News.
Nice.
Nice job, guys. Good story.
Just the facts.
Porch pooper. We're on it.
Porch pirates. But what about porch poopers?
Yeah, what about
Don't know any other way to say it.
I do think the urination was a bit.
That's a
like,
little
that
much.
Was, little now you're really. It's
not
like,
right. Only did he defecate.
Look, here's what I had to do.
Yeah.
But I'm
unnecessary.
I'm just going to urinate all over the welcome mat.
Something's up. There's more to this story.
Yeah, you think we should follow this?
He's
up.
Also at large.
Yep.
They didn't get him, right?
No.
He's still out there.
No, well,
Jim could still be. We'll have to circle back next week, see if it's on Wave News again.
It could be. They haven't found him, which does speak to inside job.
Inside job.
It does all point back to Jim.
The scene is covered in DNA. It should not be that hard. I've seen one episode of CSI. You can get this guy locked up before lunch.
It's true. It doesn't sound like the cops are as high on their priority list because you can solve this one very quickly.
Yeah. It's right there for you. They're begging you to solve it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.